Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo, and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode.
Welcome. I'm Brad Miller here with Jason Mefford. And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about
signs. Signs everywhere. There's signs. Now I can do it that way, or I can go.
That's a creepy way, though. If you do it that way, so you.
That's a creepy way. Signs everywhere. There's signs blocking out the scenery, breaking my block. And do this, don't do that. Hey, can't you read the signs? All right, everybody who's listening, we just hit record and go. I didn't like rehearse that beforehand. I should have pulled
obviously
out my car and practice a little bit. But Brad was like, hey, this song just popped in my head, right? And so signs, originally from the five-man electrical band. So I had to look that up really quick. I was always brought up on the Tesla version. But yeah, so five-man electrical band to begin with, but that's a very interesting song. So Brad, why are we talking about signs today? We're not talking about billboards on the side of the freeway, right?
I mean, we could. I mean, you could argue that sometimes the signs are like billboard size.
Sometimes they are.
But to that point, actually, what we're talking about today is how you can tell what a sign, what's actually a sign for you, what's actually a message, something you're supposed to be picking up, and what's just kind of that little voice in your head of fear. What's that, the one that's trying to keep you safe, that's something that's saying, hey, we're not sure what about this. This is something different. This is kind of scary. Or just, you know, your mind saying, do this, do that, because it's fun. And, you know, but what's an actual sign? How can you tell what that is?
Because I think it's an important part on a spiritual path, right? Because again, I mean, if you're on this path, you're trying to, you know, communicate more with the universe, receive messages, right? Mm-hmm. For your higher learning, to teach you, you know, to help provide you with guidance, right? Depending on what you're doing. And I think it is important, because literally sometimes it can be a billboard on the side of the freeway, right? That that something on that billboard means something to you at that point in time. But, you know, yeah, how do we differentiate between something that is actually coming from the universe versus something that we're just thinking about because we want it to happen. And so we're looking for, we're looking, you know, and using cognitive biases to kind of justify what we want to do from a 3D perspective, right? So this is, so this is kind of interesting, you know, on how you can do it. So I guess we need to talk a little bit about how we're kind of going along with this. And again, like Brad and I have told you before, we are not perfect. We are on this path too. We have not figured this out completely.
This podcast, in fact, we've not figured this out completely. We're still
like, I should have rehearsed that song before I started singing, but it's one of these things that our whole life we're learning and we're getting better at receiving the guidance, right? And of course, when you receive the guidance, you got to do something about it, or the guidance is going to stop talking to you. But yeah, let's talk about, so Brad, I don't know if you want to kind of share maybe a little bit, how you're starting to see the signs more. I know we talked about like a little real life example that you just had.
Yeah. I think that probably real life examples are the best way to kind of talk about this, you know, kind of what we've seen, to help people kind of decide what is that actually look like when it's a sign. It would have been back in the beginning of March, I think, sometime, because there was St. Patrick's Day stuff around. So we were out shopping with my family, my wife and my daughter, and we were in the little strip mall area, and inside the strip mall, there is a dollar store. And as we're going driving, I was like, you know, let's stop. I'd kind of like to go in that dollar store. And something inside my head said, yeah, we need some candles. I wasn't sure. Like, I don't know why I needed candles. Like, I didn't expect the power to go out where I need candles for that. Like, you know, I had a specific need for them at the time being, but you know, what the heck? And my wife loves a dollar store. So it worked out. She's like, oh yeah, great. Let's do it. I love a dollar store. Okay. So we went into the dollar store and she immediately went to like the, you know, the decorations and all the fun stuff like that section. And I kind of made a beeline to the candles and was looking on the shelves, and on the shelves, they had all the pretty color, the different colors of candles and things. And I saw there was a pink one and a white one that kind of jumped out at me. And I'm like, I kind of like the pink one, the white one. I'm not really sure why I like them, but I kind of think I should get those too. You know, and obviously being the dollar store, it's, you know, a couple bucks to get them. So
yeah, grab them. Dollar store is not a dollar anymore. It's like $2.
Well, I mean, here it's like $1.25 now, I think, is what they're doing. Okay. It. But I'm sure in California it's like $4.50 or something. The $4.50 store. Maybe the five spot. Maybe that's what it is for you guys, the five spot.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what these were for, didn't have a need for them, didn't know what I was gonna do with them, except something just said, pink one, white one looks great. Go ahead and get them. Okay. So, and this is something that I know some people talk about. They, you know, they maybe hear a little voice or something or whatever. For me, this just kind of, it was the best case I explained is a little bit of a knowing. I just kind of knew I needed to have them. I didn't hear a voice says, get me. Nothing like that. You know, it was just some sort of a sense that that's what I needed to do. So, so picked the candles, took them home, no idea what I was going to do with them, set them on my shelf. About a week or so later, sitting there kind of staring, I was like, you know, that pink candle, I think I really need to light that for somebody. Like there's somebody that needs to express some gratitude for. I think that, and that pink one should be for that person. Okay. I've got the pink candle. I had nothing else to do with it. So yeah, why not? So we went and lit the candle and gave gratitude for that specific person. And as I lit the candle, still had the white one on the shelf, still didn't know what needed to do with it. And that candle's been on the shelf and it's still sitting there on the shelf right now, until yesterday. So yesterday, someone mentioned something specific that all of a sudden I had this like, oh yeah, I need to light this candle and burn it for this other person and show them gratitude as well. Seemed perfect, you know, white. I need white for them, seemed to be ideal. It just, you know, again, I had nothing I was going to do with it otherwise. I didn't know what it was for. So I'm like, you know what? This must be what that candle was for. So this weekend I will be lighting that candle for this individual and giving them gratitude. And again, same thing, didn't hear a little voice. It was just something when I saw somebody post that statement, it triggered in my head, light that candle for this person. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's something that you don't, I don't know why. I don't know why the connection was there. I don't know. All I know is that it popped up in my head that time. And so I'm going to follow it. And we're going to light that candle this weekend.
Well, I think, that's a great example. And I want to kind of talk about it.
Break it down.
Because I think it, you know, sometimes I get a sense from people that they believe that they're going to hear some audible voice like, Jason, this is God. You need to do this, right? And it's like, that's not how it happens. You know, I think we've talked before about silence and, you know, how usually it kind of comes through in more the stillness, right? When we quiet ourselves down. But I thought this is interesting, you know, because again, people are like, well, I don't know, is that a sign from the universe? Well, obviously Brad found out that it was, right? Now, at the time that he did it, he didn't know. Sometimes you receive guidance and you just do it and you find out why later. Usually, sometimes we don't, right? But you just, when you receive the guidance, you follow the guidance and you know when you know, right? But I thought it was interesting, right? Because again, as we sit there and think about this, right? I know you mentioned your wife loves the dollar store. Brad, do you love going to the dollar store?
Not particularly.
Nope.
Like it's not.
I was kind of getting that sense, right? So it's not like, I mean, if this was something that Brad was like all over, like, oh, I've got to go to the dollar store every week. And then he drives up and he's like, I got to go to the dollar store. Well, maybe it is, maybe it's not a sign at that point, right? But because it was a little out of the ordinary, right? Then it's like, oh, pay attention, right? And the fact that he gets kind of two messages like, go to the dollar store, you need candles. Huh, that's weird. Brad, do you buy candles all the time?
No, but... another layer to this story that I forgot to mention is, so yesterday I got a haircut for what's left there to cut. And I happened to see a pull, you know, go ahead, get the directions and stuff and, you know, fastest way to get there, and happened to notice that there was a metaphysical store a block away from where my barber is. And so I was like, oh, cool. You know, maybe they've got something fun in there, you know, go see if anything talks to me, calls to me, whatever, we'll go in. So I went in there and kind of walked around, and they had a display of candles, and specifically the white one kind of jumped out at me, and I didn't get it because I'm thinking, I don't really need a candle. I've got that other white one at home yet. Like, it's just sitting there. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. You know, and so I walked out and left without getting that candle. But that, when I was there, I was drawn, as seems so, you know, dramatic about it, but like that caught my attention as I was walking through, you know, that candle and the candle display and stuff.
Well, no, but I think, again, let's talk about some of these words, right? Because, you know, you said drawn, right? Jumped out. Right. So again, I mean, because I have some of these same kind of experiences, right? I mean, so you went to the dollar store the first time, they had a whole bunch of different colors.
Yep.
but for some reason the white one and the pink one stuck in your mind, or they kind of jumped out at you a little bit, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, again, it's like, okay, that's again another little nudge. I mean, there were, I don't know, 10, 15 different colors probably to choose from. Why all of a sudden do you feel like I need white and pink? It's probably something from the universe telling you that, right? Now, again, I'm in the metaphysical shop the other day. You know, I don't know if you should have bought another one, if you shouldn't have, I don't know. Maybe it was just a reminder to put your attention on that white candle, because mm-hmm. I'm guessing you found out what to do with the white candle after you went to the metaphysical shop.
Yes, yeah, it was yesterday evening where right. that
popped into you. So, mm-hmm. so, you know, again, it's one of those areas like, don't shit on yourself. Like, I should have bought the candle. Maybe that whole experience was just to bring that white candle back into your awareness, so then you could get the download later that night. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. Right. But mm-hmm. I think both of those show kind of a pattern that goes along with it. Right. Now, then when you found out why, right, and you knew, well, now you can look back, right? Because again, I think a lot of times mm-hmm. when we get these messages, at first we kind of doubt ourselves, like, well, did I really get a message about a pink and white candle, right? And sometimes we kind of doubt ourselves, but then later when you get the evidence of why, now it makes it easier to turn back around and go, okay, hold it. How did I feel when I thought I should go to the dollar store? And all of a sudden I had this thought about candles. And then I get in there and the pink and the white one jump out at me. How did I feel? What did I know? Right. And knowing is another word. What jumped out at me? What did I feel drawn to? Because literally sometimes it's like you're being pulled. If you haven't had that situation, it's a weird feeling. Right. Like literally somebody, you know, threw a lasso around you and is kind of like pulling you someplace. Right. And again, everybody experiences these things differently. So the way Brad experiences it may not necessarily be the way that you experience it. You might hear a voice. You might see like a light around the candle. Or something like something. That, an aura, something that makes it specifically stand out to you, right? Everybody's different on what it is. I mean, I talked before, I get signs like that a lot of times from songs, right? And again, it'll just a line in the song will pop in my head, and then I go and listen to it, and sure enough, there's some lyric in that song that popped out and that had meaning to me later. Right. So now when songs like that pop into my head, especially first thing in the morning, I go and do it.
And I've had different sensations, and it's not just like the knowing, the popping in my head is kind of the most common. But so one of the first times I actually went, and it was not this one, but a different medical physical shop. I kind of walked around. I was like, I was, for some reason, something said I should go into it. Walked around. Nothing really jumped out at me. Walked around a second time. You know, thought, well, maybe the people are looking at me funny. I'm just kind of walking around going in circles around the store. But, you know, didn't really feel anything until, like, is there like something here I'm supposed to be for? Like, what's the deal? So I walked around. I don't know whether it was the third or fourth time. And I got to a certain spot in the store. And all of a sudden, I felt warm. Literally, I felt warm. Like, you know, you're like, oh, you're getting warmer. I literally felt warm as I stood there. And I kind of sat there and looked around. And I was like, whoa, like this just hit me all of a sudden. And I looked down and there was a display case, and inside there were specific crystals in there. And my head kind of went to one in particular, which I would have never drawn my attention, thought of, I would have picked out if I was just looking necessarily, but like that just caught my head. And I was like, all right, that must be what I'm here for. And I still don't know exactly what that's for. I've had that now for 3 years, 2 years, and it's sitting on my sitting back here, actually on my bookshelf, Still don't know what it's for. But
what crystal is it?
It is actually.
Let me get it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is this little guy.
Cranium.
Is a cranium.
Quartz on the top. What's on the bottom?
Do you know what the quartz? Some just stone. Yeah, but like a quartz kind of mohawk sort of a spiky thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we won't talk about that on the air, but I might. Well, we can talk about that after we stop it and record, right? Because that'd be between Brad and me. But anyway.
The after show.
The after show.
Yeah, you have to pay to get that one, guy. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but so there again, there's a different way that you felt it, which I think is important, right, for people to realize or to start placing some attention and awareness on, right? You actually felt physically warm.
Yep.
Right. So one thing, you know, everybody that's listening is, how do you feel? So maybe what sensations do you have in your body? Are you feeling warm? Are you feeling cold? Does something change, or something is a little bit different than normal? Do you all of a sudden feel a pain somewhere that you normally don't, right? It's any of these kinds of things like that. And then you start placing awareness on it, following what you think is trying to tell you to do. And then when you get the evidence of it, then you're like, ah. Right. So next time Brad is in a store and he's walking around and all of a sudden he feels warm, he's not going to be like, oh my gosh, this menopause and my hot flash. No, it's like, hey, the universe is trying to tell me something. Right. And same thing, you look down at the display case and one of those specific crystals just kind of jumped out at you. Right.
Yeah. And we're talking about those feelings again, the warmth. So, okay, we're just going to have all kinds of examples out in the show apparently today.
That's the best way, because again, exactly. it doesn't happen the same way to us every single time either. So that's why we're just trying to share some of the ways that it's happened to us. So you can start thinking about, well, does that happen to me? Or what are some different things that maybe happened to me? So you can start tuning in to how you receive.
Right. Yeah. So this past fall, we went on vacation to Asheville, North Carolina, and we went into, I feel like all of my stories revolve around like crystal shops. I don't know. So we went to a particular shop.
Welcome to the world, man.
Yeah. So everything was going fine, you know, walking around, and my wife and daughter kind of were like, all right, well, if you're going to keep on looking around, we're going to go outside or whatnot. So I'm walking around and all of a sudden, I just felt like I was an oppressive heat. So not like a little kind of a warm, like it's a warm feel, but like something was like pushing down on me and I had to get out of there. So as soon as I felt that, I was like, I got to go. I got to get out of this place. Like there's just something here that's not. I walked out of the store and as soon as I crossed over the threshold outside of the door, I felt a breath of fresh air, cool air, and I felt much better all of a sudden. And so that was, again, a sign for me that I need to get out of there. Maybe it'll save me from spending money.
I have had those same experiences, right? Where sometimes you'll go into a certain place and you just feel off. You might feel a heat, you might feel a pressure, you might feel a sickness to your stomach.
Yeah.
You might feel a headache come on, you know, instantly. There's a lot of different ways that it might show up. But again, that was a sign, Brad, get out of that store. There's something in there that some reason you should not be in there. Get out.
Right? Yeah.
And I've had those same experiences as well. Right. But I think it's interesting. And I think, did we talk about my rings too? I think we talked about my rings on one of the other ones, but
no, we have not actually.
We have not. Oh, cause you asked me about my new, what'd you call
I
it?
I did ask you about your
ring candy or finger candy.
That's right.
So this is another example of what we're talking about with the signs, right? Is, you know, this is probably, I don't know, a month or two ago. Time doesn't even really matter because time doesn't exist, but we try to put a...
That's another episode, dude. That's
another episode, but we try to put a reference on it. So it was probably a couple months ago. I was with a group of people and somebody was talking about a ring that they had that they were wearing. And they're like, you know, guess how much do you think this cost? Right. Cause they were trying to make a point about like value shopping, and it was a pretty good size ring, pristine crystal, you know, that normally would be like $5,000, $10,000 potentially for this size. It's like 10 carats. Mm. And the person was like, nope. $350 Oceanside Antique Mall. And it was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. But you know, the whole idea of look for value, a lot of times places like antique malls, pawn shops, some of the other places like that, you can find certain things, right? So it was a spiritual tool for this person as well, but at a great value. Right. And so again, it was like, well, that was a nice story. That was kind of a fun story, whatever. Right. And so I heard that story and I come back home. And later that week, you know, usually on the weekends, I have honeydews that I have to do or there's places we have to go or, you know, stuff like that. Right. So I rarely have like a whole day to just do whatever I want to do. And for some reason, I think it was on Saturday. I had the whole day to myself and it's like, huh, what am I going to do? Right. I have this whole day. What should I do with my day?
Possibilities are endless.
Possibilities are endless. All of a sudden that story that I was told pops into my head, and Oceanside's about, you know, hour and a half ish away from where I live. And all of a sudden that story kind of popped into my head, and a Denny's that's halfway between popped into my head. And it's like
pancakes. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I guess I need to get up Saturday morning and drive down to Oceanside and stop at the Denny's and have breakfast on my way down. Right. And what am I going to do in Oceanside? I don't know, but let me see if I can find that antique mall this person was talking about. Right. And so I didn't have a plan. I just, you know, got up, went down, had breakfast, drove on down, because I'd never actually been out in Oceanside itself. I'd always just kind of driven through on the freeway on the way to San Diego. And so I had no clue where this place was going to be or if I would ever even find it. So I just drove. I got off. I'm like, it's probably on PCH. It's kind of the main highway that's right there. Road. It's a road through town there. It's not really a highway per se. But and so I was just driving along and I'm like looking at the different signs for the businesses. It's like, what jumps out at me? And boom, this one kind of jumped out at me. It's like, okay, well, I'll come back to that. Right. And so I just keep kind of going down and I'm like, huh, I haven't really found what I wanted. So I pulled off into a service station and I'm like, maybe I should pull my phone up and just kind of look at, you know, on the maps, what the places are that are right around there. And so I pull open my map and I start zooming in and guess what? Literally right next door to the service station was an antique mall, but it was like, it looked like it was in a business building, like an office building. It didn't look like a retail storefront.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I wandered around. I found a few things and that felt like I needed to get. So I got those and was like, all right, well, check out some other ones. So I ended up hitting like 3 or 4 different places while I was down there. And there was this one that there were 2 of them side by side. And so I was drawn to the one on the left-hand side. And so I went up and it was closed. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So I went into the one on the right, looked around, didn't really find anything in there that I liked, came back out. Now the one on the left was open, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, go in, talk to the lady, nice lady, start looking around at the different things. I don't really know what I'm looking for. I was actually looking for one particular thing, but she didn't really have it. And then she's like, well, these just came in this week. And she pulled out first off this ring, which I was like, oh, that looks kind of cool. And I was kind of looking for one for my pointer finger. And when she handed it to me, I felt a little electric rush in my body, right? When she handed it to me and I actually held on to it. And then she brought out this other one. Right, here we go. You get the middle finger because and so she brought this one out, and I was like, oh, and she put it in my hand. Way bigger electric kind of shock of energy that I felt when I physically touched this ring. And so there I am sitting here looking at these, like, huh, well, isn't that interesting? Now, the fact that they came in a few days before I showed up, they fit my fingers exactly, right? And she made me a heck of a deal for both of them, right? That was, again, I'm learning why I have these, right? And part of it is some gemology because, you know, turquoise that I wanted to do more work with. But that was one where I actually had more of a physical sensation too, right? But it was different. It wasn't that I was hot, but I just felt kind of the energy rush in my body, like I sometimes do when I'm asking for guidance or trying to confirm things, right? And like I said, it was smaller for the one ring, but it was much bigger for the other one, mm-hmm. right? To knowing that, okay, I know I have to walk away with this one, right? And it's like, she made me a deal for both of them. And it's like, hey, I felt both of them, so I'm getting both of them, right? But that's another experience that I had, right? Again, now there were little steps along the way, right? It's like, why should I go to Oceanside? I don't know. You don't know until you know. Right.
Pretty place this time of year, I guess.
It's a pretty place, you know. Went down, saw the ocean, just sat there and watched. I mean, it was nice, but it was apparent afterwards there was a reason why I was told that story a week before. There was a reason why it came back into my mind. There was a reason why, you know, that Denny's flashed into my mind. And again, it wasn't like a visual flash, but it was like a knowing of, oh, there's a Denny's on the way, right? Or even of, you know, seeing the different businesses jump out at me or the different things like that, right? Is that, and I was kind of wandering around the whole time going, why am I here? What is it that I'm supposed to pick up, right? And I found some other things too, but that felt right that I got, you know, but again, this was more, the rings were more of a physical feeling that sometimes ends up being a different way that you might get a sign from the universe.
They wanted to come home with you.
They wanted to come home with me. They've been very happy ever since. And maybe I talked to them.
Maybe I would expect nothing less from you, Jason. I would expect nothing less.
So,
how do we know then that some of these things aren't just things we're making up? Like, how do we know that, like, the feel like that going to the candle place, you know, the dollar store for the candles wasn't just me wanting to make my wife happy because she like wanted to go in, or that you just wanted to go get pancakes that morning, you were hungry, and so that's what took you down to Ocean's. Like, how do we know that these things are actually some messages that we should be kind of paying attention to versus just something that's kind of in our head that we're coming up with ourselves? That's one of the questions I always have, that, you know, starting out on this path.
I think too, right, some of it kind of goes back to the, is it normal and ordinary, or is it something out of the blue? I normally don't eat breakfast, right? I get up, I drink water, I have coffee, but I don't usually eat breakfast. So the fact that all of a sudden this day I felt like going to have breakfast was different. It was something that wasn't in the norm. If I went out to breakfast every Saturday morning and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got to go to IHOP tomorrow, that might not be a message from the universe. But the fact that I normally don't eat breakfast, and it's like, do you know how many Denny's I had to drive by to get to that one, you know, an hour away, right? Like, I'm going to go to Denny's, you know, to have pancakes, or I can't even remember what I had. I don't need to drive an hour to go to a Denny's there. Why was I thinking about that particular place, right? So, you know, again, just like, you know, yeah, your wife likes to go to the dollar store. You don't particularly like to go, but you'll go with her, or you might mention to her, hey, do you want to go? But you knew there was a different reason why you were going, right? Because you even said that. Oh, you need some candles. Oh, little out of the ordinary, right? A little different. You know, I think too, some of these feelings or the thoughts that we have, it's not normal for you to go into a store and all of a sudden feel a little nice, cozy, warm sensation when you stand in a particular place in the store. That's not normal. And so when you start to notice things that are out of the ordinary, pay attention, right? Because usually those things are trying to tell you something. If you've looked at a billboard on the side of the freeway and it's the same billboard, and all of a sudden you look up at it one day and it seems different to you, maybe there's something to pay attention to.
Maybe it's just a different billboard. They just new ad there.
But, no, I'm meaning like the same one. Right. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times there will be the same billboard that you just drive by and it doesn't even mean anything to you. But all of a sudden on that one particular day, whatever phrase is up there might mean something different to you. Right. Or I'll give you an example. I was driving through Phoenix a little while ago, and was on an exchange turning, and I looked up and there was a bald eagle. Now, again, bald eagles can be anywhere in the US, but you normally don't see one flying in a metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. That was a sign that meant something to me, right? And again, I had a personal reason, animal medicine, some other stuff. What's interesting is when I was in that same area, couple of months later, there was this big construction truck, you know, like a guy that, like some kind of a roofing contractor or whatever. And guess what was painted big and bold on the whole side of the truck? Bald eagle head, at almost the exact same place where I saw a bald eagle flying a couple of months before, right? When you see things like that are out of the ordinary, when you see, you know, I think we talked before a little bit when we were talking about animal medicine, is when you see three of the same animal together, pay attention, because three is a significant number in numerology, and most animals don't go around in groups of three. You'll see him
third wheel. It's just awkward for the third one.
Like, ones, yeah, it's, yeah, three's company, right? If the three's a crowd, right?
There you go. Yeah.
But it's unusual to see that. right? Or if it's normal, well, I'll give you another example, is we don't live too far away from a big park, but we don't have like big trees right here in our subdivision. And so there are squirrels that are in the area, but we never usually see squirrels at our house. And so one morning I'm sitting out back and a squirrel comes running along the fence. Different, right? Now, not completely out of the ordinary. Squirrels live here, but it's unusual for me to see a squirrel at this house. You know, one of the houses I had in Boise, we had squirrels every day. And I'd sit there and look at them.
At my window, I've got squirrels. Yeah.
He's got squirrels there all the time, right? So if you saw a squirrel, it's not necessarily out of the ordinary, but for me, it was. Now, that was earlier in the day. Later, I go out to run an errand. I'm driving back home, and literally, what runs out in front of me, and I have to slow down so I don't hit it, a squirrel. So what did I do when I first got home? Pulled out my book, and I looked up squirrel medicine, and it's like, squirrel is trying to tell me something today. What is it trying to tell me, right?
Gathering.
Yeah. Those are the kinds of things, right, that you're looking for. Is it a little bit out of the ordinary? Is it maybe answering a question that you have? The more we start paying attention, the more we start to see things that are different.
And again, I think, at least for me, it just kind of comes down to what feels right. And I use feeling here as in just a sense of, yeah, that seems right. Like maybe I can't explain it. Maybe I don't know why something is I'm drawn to it or feeling a certain way or whatever, but it just kind of feels right. Like this is what needs to happen. And that's kind of a way for me. And then something that you kind of referred back to is then looking back and you can kind of see the patterns too. And maybe this is a good way to kind of verify to yourself that there was really something there, is you can kind of look back and say, well, I usually don't eat breakfast. So I had the Denny's and I heard about the story about the shop and you can kind of work back through these and like, well, I can see the steps now. I can see why this all makes sense.
Well, and the more that we do it, the more that we practice it, the mm-hmm. more that you kind of tune in to how these come to you. Because again, what Brad and I just explained may not come to you in that mm-hmm. way, or you may experience some of the different ways that we've shared, because it's not always the same for us either. Mm-hmm. Right. But the more that you do it, the more you kind of look back and go, ah, that did seem to be a sign. So how was I feeling when that happened, or what was going on? What was I thinking about at that time? Right. And you start to kind of piece it together so that now when you encounter the same things again, you know, and you listen. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Brad walks in a store and all of a sudden he has that warm, kind of nice feeling, he's going to pay attention. It's like, what is it about this part of the store that I need? Mm-hmm. Right. And something is probably going to pop out at you. Right. Same thing. If you get that oppressive kind of like heat pressure mm-hmm. sort of feeling, you're going to know, I just need to get out. Right. Right? And the more you do it, the more you tune, the more you're aware of it, the more you kind of do the look back and you learn from it, the better you're going to get at understanding it. It's like you're learning a new language, right?
I think that's a good way to put it, yeah.
You know, the first few times, you know, I mean, we all make mistakes. We mispronounce things we don't quite understand, but the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more you become attuned to it, the easier it is for you to listen, right? And so I'll give you an example too, right? Like I used to travel to Africa quite a bit. And the places I would go speak English, right? English is the official language. So everybody was speaking English, or for the most part could speak English where I was at. But the cadence and the intonation is different in different parts of Africa, different than it is here in the United States, right? And so it would take me, you know, the first day or two of me being there to start to kind of tune into the intonation. They were still speaking English, but I had to get used to the cadence and the rhythm that they were talking to. Once I tuned into it, then I could understand it much easier. And it's the same thing here, right? The more you tune into it, the more you kind of understand, the more you kind of practice and play with it, the easier it's going to be for you to understand, or at least to get the guidance. And then we usually don't find out why until later. So you just have to trust and follow the guidance, and you'll find out when you find out. But when you do find out, then that just gives you more evidence that what you did was a good thing. And so do more of that.
Yeah. And that's really hard for professionals, particularly, you know, because we like evidence. And as a lawyer, we like, everything's going to be evidence-based. What can I prove? You know, what can I see? What can I analytically figure out? And when it comes to this kind of stuff, you can't do that. Like, you don't, oftentimes don't know why something is until down the road. Like, I didn't know why I needed those candles until the reason kind of popped in my head. And if I'd have been like, well, I need to have evidence of what these candles are for. I need to have a plan. Like, I need to know exactly what I'm going to use them for, when I'm going to use them, because maybe if I don't need them until next week, they might be on sale, so I'm not going to get them. Like, if you start going down that rabbit hole.
It's like, Brad, it's $3. Just buy the candles. It's $3.
No, it's $1.25 here, Jason.
Oh, that's right. $1.25 times two, $2.50.
There, yeah, you go. Exactly.
Right. You know, but just play with it a little bit too, right? I mean, it's like, you know, why not just have fun? It's just $2.50. Mm-hmm. You know, so if people are getting in their head about it, it's like, well, I don't know, just try it. Right. And if it turns out, you know, that it wasn't good, you didn't really waste any money. But it's until you practice and play with it, right? You're not going to understand, or you're not going to see. And so I think, you know, again, and that's a good point, you know, probably for us to kind of end on here, is, you know, you got to play with it. You got to try it. You got to have a little faith, if you will. Right. But the fact that you're listening to us means that you probably already have some of that. Right. It's just the conditioning from being a lawyer, a CPA, or a doctor, or whatever, that makes you want to kind of knee jerk react back to that. But just play with it, play with it, and see what happens. Because, like I said, I've been playing with this long enough now that when I'm in tune and those things happen, I just do it. And I've gotten to the point to where I'm doing things. And sometimes it can be a little scary because I have no fucking clue why I'm doing it. And it doesn't make any sense, but I just have to do it because I feel like I have to do it, and I will understand later. You only understand later, right?
If at all.
If at all. And we may not understand until we leave this body, but you have to do it first. So you got to play with it. You got to try it. You got to practice it. You got to see how it works for you, or else you'll just continue to be stuck in your head and just not do it at all.
You'll be missing out on good deals on rings and
exactly, and candles, and what was it we talked about? It's the skull, yeah, too. So anyway.
But it's not all about buying things. I think we should make that clear. It's not all about things you need to buy. Like, there are other stuff as well, but that's just the easiest examples that came to mind.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So, well, this was a heck of an episode. I mean, this has been one of my favorite ones we've gone through it. And I think it's going to be really helpful to others who are listening to have kind of hear these examples and be able to see how maybe they can take this and apply this to what they're experiencing and going through. And if we'd had more time, if we had thought about it, we could have set up a game and played message or, you know, just your head. And that would have been really fun too.
Well, we've got future episodes. We can,
but maybe that's, maybe that will be a future episode. We'll play, is it a message from the universe or is it just something in my head? Am I just going crazy? So stay tuned for that. Make sure you tune in next week. You never know. Yeah. So,
well, thanks everybody. And again, realize there are signs everywhere if you're looking. And the more you tune in, the more you play with it, the more you're going to understand how those signs are coming through to you and what they actually mean. So have a great week, everybody. I guess we'll see you on our next episode.
See you then.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.